Hey there, it's Liz Garcia, and welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness at TrumpeterOfTruthTV.com, on YouTube, or if you're on the podcast, TrumpeterOfTruthRadio.com. This is the place to discover the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. Today's episode is sponsored by the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which is a website of conscious curators for transformational online events, online courses, alternative and holistic online courses, blog posts from experts in the field of mind, body, spirit, and service professionals that provide any type of holistic, alternative, transformational services and coaching you may require. So today's topic is acceptance and understanding the level of consciousness of acceptance as it's presented on Dr. Hawkins' Map of Consciousness. So this is a teaching of Dr. Hawkins today, a really significant one, because acceptance is really a power play in consciousness. And my intention is for you to really get how much power there is in this level of consciousness to make the necessary changes, the essential changes and understandings to live a more powerful, truthful, and productive life. So today's topic is, again, all about the power of acceptance and that level of consciousness. Now, you can find all of the map of consciousness in all of Dr. Hawkins' books. So Power versus Force is the one I highly recommend. That's his best-selling book on the whole topic of the research into consciousness and the map of consciousness. And if you want to just purchase the map of consciousness to have, you know, readily available on a little cheat sheet, you can go to Dr. Hawkins' website at veritaspub.com. I'll put that on the screen so you know it. You can see where that website is, and you can go buy the map for like $6 or $7, something like that. So every month, I'd like to hit on a major level of consciousness as it's presented on the map of consciousness. And I've been working on the higher levels of consciousness for quite some time now. Let's see, how long have I been doing this? I've done 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, so once a month, we're into acceptance, which is the fourth highest level on the map of higher consciousness, is level number 4 I'm working on this month. I'm going to show the book real quick of the map of consciousness, so that you can see that how the columns are laid out on the map. There's 6 columns. And I'm going to review each of those so that you can understand what's going on energetically in different ways. Now, before I dive into acceptance, I was thinking about what's the opposite of acceptance, kind of. Resistance, not accepting, unwillingness, you know, having to be right about something, or having to be a perfectionist about something, or angry about a topic and you want to oppose something. All of this energy is resistance in one way or another. So there's no power in resistance. If you look at my episode on lower levels of consciousness, all of those levels have no power to manifest what you want, to create what you want, to build a better life, because they're all destructive energy fields, which is not a judgment. It's just a fact. It's a scientific fact that there isn't enough energy to create. The energy is intended to destroy. It's destructive energy. So the level of consciousness of acceptance, let's first review the entire map for anyone for whom this is new to anyone. The map of consciousness is a scale of 0 to 1,000, where each point on the map is a log 10. So 1 on the map of consciousness is 10 to the first power. Today's level, which is 350, is 10 to the 350th power. And anything that calibrates below 200, like 10 to the 199th power, anything below that is all downward pulling destructive energies. They're negatively oriented. It's not a judgment. It's just how they operate. This is just an impersonal energy field, and this is how they operate. So a really significant thing about the level of acceptance is this is a superpower for sure. Most of the planet calibrates below 200 on the map of consciousness. 50% of the United States calibrates above 200 on the map of consciousness, and 350 is a pretty high energy field that's kind of rare in humanity in general. So 350 on the map is what 350 on the map of consciousness is what Dr. Hawkins would consider a spiritual gateway. And the reason he considers it that is because the energy level at this level is the energy of someone who is willing to accept they are the creator of their own experience. And if you are a follower of Esther and Jerry Hicks or the teachings of Abraham, the law of attraction people, they're always trying to get you to the point where you're willing to accept you're the creator of your own experience. And the reason they're trying to get you to that level of consciousness, essentially, is so that you can get to the place where you can actually consciously manifest what you want. The energy is there to do that. So when I first heard the notion that I was the creator of my own experience, I totally resisted it. And I'm like, there is no way on God's green earth I would have created some of the things I've created in my life, which were a horrific mess. So I don't want you to blame or shame yourself if you're not willing to accept this yet, because it's not in your awareness that it matters, possibly. And the map of consciousness is to help put into context what all of this really means, right? Like, where is their true power? Where is their truth? How can I get what I want in life, right? So some interesting calibrations around this level, 350, it's a good level to understand. The level of consciousness of health, like a healthy existence, is 360, which is even higher. So the body, you know, health in the body is 360, a healthy mindset, 360. Worldly success calibrates at 375, whatever that may be for you. But you need that energy level to achieve worldly success if that's what you aspire to. You got to understand, if you're not experiencing worldly success, there's not enough gas in the tank, so to speak, to get there. So I'm using gas in the tank as a metaphor to get where you want to be. If you want to be a wise, you know, have a lot of wisdom in your life, you want to be a wisdom, like a sage of truth or wisdom, conveyor of truth or wisdom, the energy level for that is 385. So again, if you aspire to be something on the map of consciousness, you know, I encourage you to look at it so you can see where you're at on any particular topic. Like, let's say you have a topic that you want to be really successful at. And maybe, you know, it doesn't have to be worldly success, but you still want success. You got to start looking up in the range where you're operating from a level of consciousness of 350 or above, right? Another good point about 350 and above, which I don't fully understand, I need to look a little deeper into this, but Dr. Hawkins says the level that is able to solve problems is 350. So if you're unable to solve a problem, you got to step into or understand there's not enough gas in the tank to solve the problem if you're operating from lower levels of consciousness. And Einstein had a great quote about solving problems. And his quote was, "You cannot solve a problem from the level of consciousness that created it," which is pointing to, all right, I may have created a problem from lower level of consciousness that I didn't know, right? I'm creating a problem of not enough money, or I'm unhealthy, or whatever. You created from a lower level of consciousness. In order to solve the problem of this predicament you're in or the situation you don't want, you got to realize you got to step into willingness to accept you're the creator of that situation you don't like and seek the resources or kind of attract the resources you need to solve the problem. So I'm going to talk about the six different columns. I'm going to show this again. On the map of consciousness, there's six columns. So we're going to start with the first column is the level. What's it called? So the level is acceptance. And the log, which is the consciousness calibration of this level, is 350, or 10 to the 350th power. The process going on in consciousness is called transcendence. And I went to the online dictionary to look up transcendence because I kind of know what it is, but I really wanted to understand it better. And transcendence is pretty friggin' powerful. So being transcendent, here's the definition from the Merriam-Webster online dictionary. There's a few of them. So the first one is exceeding usual limits or surpassing. So the ability to surpass any type of limits or limiting beliefs is transcendent. You may have old beliefs that are holding you back on many fronts, and you have not been able to transcend them yet because you're still living in the experience of the limiting belief. It's also known as extending or lying beyond the limits of ordinary experience. So there could be a belief that ordinary experience is what it is and you can't go beyond that, but transcendence at this level, you can transcend those ordinary beliefs when you get into the energy field or attractor field of acceptance. In Kantian philosophy, I don't know what that is. It means being beyond the limits of all possible experience and knowledge. Being beyond comprehension. So it's a breakthrough in your belief system and an understanding that you are limitless. Even at the level of consciousness of 350, you're breaking free of any self-imposed limitations. So the process going on at the level of consciousness of acceptance is transcendence. There's also an emotionality going on at this level, or an emotion. And the emotion at this level is forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is a superpower when you understand levels of consciousness and how significant the level of consciousness of acceptance is. And learning to forgive yourself is a way to align with this superpower, so to speak. So forgiving others, of course, but I think energetically you got to learn to forgive yourself because you've got all these energies of blame and shame and guilt and stuff going on. It's old news that is suppressed or repressed in some way. So you have all this energy that requires forgiveness and understanding and allowing it to come up. Like if you have some guilt about something that unconsciously you're guilty about, but consciously you're like, I don't need to feel guilty about this. You can allow the energy of forgiveness and say, I forgive myself for believing this about myself. It's not true. Any type of forgiveness, especially for yourself, I think it has to come first. You know, the change has to come within first. This is addressing the energies going on within you to forgive yourself and let go of the lower levels of consciousness that you have about yourself. And forgive yourself, you know, a simple affirmation is, I forgive myself for not knowing any better. I forgive myself for not understanding how detrimental holding on to lower levels of consciousness can be in my life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, the whole ball of wax. So the emotion there is forgiveness, and what I kind of invite you into is to play with forgiveness. Like a little exercise for the week or every week is to find one or two things you can forgive yourself for and you can forgive others for. Forgiveness is huge. And I'm pretty sure forgiveness plays a big part in the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's a power play to forgive yourself and others. You're inviting yourself into this magnetic energy field of power. And it's like, it's awesome when you start to feel it, like, whoa, this is, it's not an ego thing. It's like, it's standing in truth and balance and freedom. And whoa, it feels really good to step into this level of consciousness. So another level here is called self-view. And I did a whole episode on self-view, which you can look at, but essentially I'm asking the question, how do you view yourself in your life? What's the first thing that comes up? And I found that the unconscious came up first for me. And when I realized what my unconscious self-view was, I'm like, well, that's not true. And I'll talk about that in my God view in a second, but see what comes up first and see if it's unconscious and you're like, holy crow, I really have that view of myself or not. Or if you just really, you know, what is it? What is your self-view? And depending on what that self-view is, it's an indicator as to your level of consciousness on that particular topic. Okay. So the self-view of someone who's operating from a level of consciousness of acceptance is harmonious. This is someone who's super easygoing. Problems get resolved quickly. Relationships are very easy. It's a very, I would imagine, that's how I describe someone at this pure level. Now, understand, we all are a mixed bag of consciousness. We all got, you know, on some topics we could be high up here, on others we're super low. On topics related to ourselves, likely super low, unless you understand forgiveness and self-love and all that type of stuff. We've already moved into that, but most of the planet is of lower consciousness about their own self. So that's a great place to start, is to understand that you've got to turn that one around and let go of false beliefs that you have about yourself that were created throughout your life during incidents that, you know, made you feel bad or less than or unworthy or whatever it was that was making you feel that way. So your self-view now is that collective of all those experiences, and kind of a general consciousness level is an indicator as to where you're at on your self-view. And the last column here is called the God view. And the God view here is that God is merciful. Thank God for that. Now, when I addressed, and I did a whole episode on God view, it's a good one to take a look at. So you can, right now, I'm going to ask you, what's your God view? Like, what comes up? Is it something you don't agree with, which could be coming from the unconscious? Or is it something that's clearly in your awareness, and this is what your view of God is? Now, depending on your level of consciousness, your God view is going to tell you where you're at on this topic. Is it low? Is it high? What is it? At the level of acceptance, it's merciful, meaning God, you view God as merciful. Now, when I first kind of came across this notion, the first thing that came to mind was that God was punishing. That's a super low level of consciousness on the view of God. And I knew when it came into my awareness, I realized it was an unconscious belief from somewhere else. It came from mass consciousness, likely, because that's not my true view of God. I don't have that. I understand God to be all being. God is everything. And I've had experiences of the presence of divinity, like big time. And Dr. Hawkins understands that at the highest levels of consciousness, there is no separation between any of us. And you and I are all one, playing out. I mean, we're all God-godding, is what I say, God-godding. So this is the level of consciousness of acceptance from the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins and his map of consciousness. And this is where you can really, this is, again, it's a spiritual gateway. So it's a big understanding and willingness to accept that you're the creator of your own experience, which means you got to take responsibility for your life, period. There's no question. And that's like, Are you going to get pulled back down to be shown, no, you're not exactly accepting that you're the creator. You're still looking outside yourself, pointing at others, blaming, shaming, right? Making others feel guilty about what's happening to you. You want to blame someone else for your situation. That's understandable. Don't judge yourself if you've come this far and that's how you've always operated. Because I too have operated that way. But when I understood there was no power in that, it wasn't true. And I was kind of throwing up all over somebody else with my own stuff, right? You know, I've got all this blame and shame and guilt energy running, anger, all of it running within us, buried from decades of life. When I understood it really is, this is what a projection is. It's taking all that energy that's within you and projecting it out at somebody else as opposed to understanding, oh, this is within me. I got to let it go. And raising your level of consciousness and building a better foundation, a foundation for a better life requires letting go of the lower. And as President Trump likes to say, you got to drain the swamp. Dr. Hawkins said the same thing, drain the swamp. Lower levels of consciousness are your swamp, which is, there's no judgment there because we all have it. You just have to understand and forgive yourself for not knowing any better that suppressing and repressing emotions isn't a good idea. Neither is expressing them all of anyone either. So there's a whole episode on how to let go and break free from the struggle. You can check that one out too. I don't want to overload you with too much stuff. So that's today's weekly dose of higher consciousness. And next week, I'm going to talk about spiritual awakening. Signs of it, what is it? I had a quantum spiritual awakening, so I'm going to share that story with you and try to kind of bring it in some, because not everyone's going to have what I've had, for sure. So try to help you understand what could a spiritual awakening look like. It could be doesn't have to be quantum to be life-changing. And according to Dr. Hawkins, even a half a point movement on the map of consciousness can be life-changing, which is good to know. I'll share that story about my quantum spiritual awakening next week. So I always like to leave you guys with some affirmations on how to deal with acceptance, how to deal with forgiveness, right? And here's just some simple ones. And know that the words I use are coming from the map of consciousness. I use the mind and the understanding, like, oh, if I'm going to say an affirmation, let's put some power into it so I can attract that energy field. So a simple one is, I accept that I'm the creator of my own experience. And what if you don't really feel that way? You can say, I'm willing to accept that I'm the creator of my own experience. I'm just not there yet. I'm willing to accept that I'm the creator of my own experience. I'm just not there yet, but I'm willing to step into it. So willingness is a power play as well. It's a high level of consciousness at 310. So I like to use willingness when you're working in the lower realms. If you're working in lower realms, you can say, I'm willing to let go of righteousness or the need to be right just because I'm not willing to accept that I'm the creator of my own experience. I'm willing to let go of that need to be right because I think I am, but now I understand I was mistaken. Right? So use understanding, willingness, and acceptance. Those three words in your affirmations are super helpful. And I always like to share affirmations that are willingness to let go of the lower. If you're not ready to say, I am the creator of my own experience, because you still have fear and doubt about it, and skeptical, those are all lower vibes, you can just say, I'm willing to let go of skepticism. I'm willing to let go of being right. I'm willing to let go of thinking I know it all, because clearly I don't, all right? When you understand the map of consciousness, which is vast. So at the end of every episode, my intention is this: to let you know that love is the truth at 500 on the map of consciousness. It's a superpower. It's way more powerful than land of the mind, which is 400 in the 400th on the map of consciousness, 10 to the 400th power, versus love at 10 to the 500th power. Love is the truth. Thanks for joining me. Subscribe to the channel at TrumpeterOfTruthTV.com on YouTube or the podcast at TrumpeterOfTruthRadio.com. Ciao for now. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.